USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both sides in the president's impeachment trial have filed briefs outlining their strategies. Democrats continue to push for witness testimony. House Democrats have now released new documents from Lev Parnas. Some want him as a witness. He is under federal indictment for illegal campaign violations. Democrat Ted Lieu is accusing fellow California Congressman Devin Nunes of conspiring with Parnas to undermine the U.S. government. A lawyer for Nunes threatened to sue Lieu if he didn't apologize. The congressman tweeted his response, welcoming the lawsuit, taking discovery from Congressman Nunes, then adding, "Or you can take your letter and shove it." Nunes denies conspiring with Parnas, telling Fox,
"I mean, this is someone who doesn't tell the truth. It's something that didn't happen."
He says Parnas is just trying to get a lighter sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Gun rights groups who are challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order that bans guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats issuing the order and declared a state of emergency. The FBI announced the arrest of six men linked to a white supremacist group known as the Base. At least three of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York is expected to start next week now that the jury selection is over. His attorney is Donna Rotunno.
We got the best jury we could get under the circumstances. Obviously not happy with what happened in the end there. I think that that was an absolutely ridiculous decision.
She's talking about a woman on the jury who's writing a novel involving young women that are dealing with predatory older men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Japanese automaker is adjusting its production strategies. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Toyota will stop making its Tacoma small pickup in San Antonio next year as it shifts production to Mexico, but the company says no U.S. jobs will be lost. To make up for the lost work, the San Antonio plant will build the Sequoia large SUV and 3,200 jobs will be preserved. Last summer, Toyota announced it would invest $391 million into the San Antonio plant to add capacity to build more vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Christmas retail sales grew 4.1% from last year to $730.2 billion. USA's John Clemens reports.
That figure came to us from Jack Kleinhans, chief economist at the National Retail Federation.
When you start thinking about what the front line of the economy is, it is retail and consumer spending. And it's certainly an indication of how demand is in the economy and to a great degree how the economy is going to perform. The consumer is the driving force in this economy and in this expansion since 2009.
Kleinhans tells us this is a positive indicator of what's ahead. The 4.1% jump in the Christmas sales figures increased despite a late Thanksgiving in perceived worries about tariffs. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.